Hi, welcome to the Center Court Podcast for the Kennebec Journal and Morning Sentinel. I'm Travis Lazarczyk, alongside my colleague Drew Bonifant. Drew, glad to have you back from football season.
Yeah, it's a different sport this time, but ready to get going. It's going to be fun.
Our guest this week is Winslow girls basketball coach Lindsay Withy. Coach, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with your team. You're 4-1, the one loss to MCI. What have been some of the things you've seen out of you guys that you like?
Since the MCI game, we've been doing a great job with ball movement, playing very unselfish basketball, and every day very competitive in practice or out on the court during a game.
Yeah. What are some of the defensive keys for you? I know you've given up fewer than 30 points four out of five games, your four wins.
So. Yep. We really preach on the defensive end, playing great defense and just taking pride. We know with our size that every night it's going to be a battle just because of our size, and we know that we have to work that much harder getting on the boards and just working on our defense. And we've been working on a defense for a couple of years now, and it's finally starting to develop. Yep.
Is it a continuation basically of what you were saying from the team last year? Because last year you had a really good season too, 15-3.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we had a great season last year. We lost our defensive mindset, Delaney Wood, who is the field hockey goalie as well.
Sure.
And that definitely hurt us, but the girls haven't missed a beat. They've, you know, picked it up a lot, you know, giving up so many points to MCI. We'll take it. We're just moving on and moving forward.
Sure. Some big games coming up for you guys. Kind of line up the schedule a little bit as we head into February.
Yeah, so we have on this Friday we have Mount View, which we played Mount View opening night at Mount View. And then next week is a very busy week across the state. We have, especially for us, we play at Lawrence on Tuesday, at Marinacook on Thursday, home versus Spruce, and then home on Monday versus Skowhegan. So, and we'll have our makeup game the end of the week as well versus Lincoln. So we have some tough games coming up, but one day at a time.
Your team got an interesting, got to see something interesting. A lot of Class B teams don't normally get. You got to see Gorham in that in the Civic Center it was an exhibition, but I mean, you still got to see what a team that's really one of the best teams in the state, maybe the best team in the state, operates. What did you see out of that game? How did that go? How does that help your team going forward?
We went in, you know, playing a 9 o'clock game. That's tough.
Sure.
And but just having that experience out on that floor, the Augusta Civic Center floor, was great, and just kind of introduced the girls to that atmosphere. Half the team had never played on that court, so it was great, eye-opening for some, and it was very eye-opening to see, you know, Gorham, one of the best teams, if not the best team in the state.
How's Augusta Civic Center compared to the Cross Center, where you guys are a little more used to from the tournament in Bangor?
Yeah, you know, last year we ended up having two games at the Cross Center, and it's a nice environment. It was really quiet on Tuesday night at the Augusta Civic Center last week. You know, 9 o'clock game, not a lot of people out. But it was comparable, you know. The court is, you know, away from all the fans, and it's a lot different than the Bangor Auditorium. And but the girls, they seemed to enjoy it once they got more relaxed and comfortable playing.
Is it good to get an experience like that just in the middle of the season, where, I mean, rather than if you're playing at your own gym or your other school's smaller gyms, then you go to a bigger venue for the tournament? And I mean, I would think that could be kind of an overwhelming experience when you're playing a game that you have to win. Does it help to kind of get an experience like that under your belt?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we are taking one game at a time, but, you know, I heard through the grapevine that the state games will be held at the Augusta Civic Center for Class B, and it's just a great opportunity. Whether we end up in that state game or not, it's a great opportunity knowing that we have already played on that court once already.
Yeah. Looking ahead a little bit to the tournament, is Holton the team to beat again, do you think, in your region?
Holton definitely is a team to beat. They well-coached Colleen Bouchard. I mean, she's great.
Sure.
She's unbelievable. And, you know, Herman, they're very well-coached, and we saw what they did last year. We had a preseason scrimmage with them, and that went great. Both got something out of it. But, you know, Herman, Holton, MDI, familiar names all coming back again.
Does it help that your team faced Holton in the tournament last year?
I think so. You know, knowing just that we saw them, we played against them, and I think we have a little bit more confidence this year, you know, if we make it to that point. But like I said, we're going to take one game at a time, one day at a time moving forward, but it is nice to be able to see that team again.
With the five classes now in the second year, how does that make it tougher for you to scout come tournament time, in terms of only four KVAC B teams are in the Class B North? You know, you, MCI, Mount View, and I think Belfast. I'm not missing anybody, am I? I might be, I don't know. But, you know, you're, the likelihood of you facing a team you've never seen before is high.
Oh, absolutely. And we do the best that we can. I have great assistant coaches that go out and scout. You know, last Thursday, I think I had one of my assistants at Lincoln Academy, and I had an assistant scouting in. So my assistants have been wonderful with going to go scout. But I agree, it is tough because with only four teams in KVAC B North, we just have to be ready to go no matter who we face.
Okay, Drew, let's look at some of the big games coming up this week in high school basketball in Maine. Big one next Tuesday in the Mountain Valley Conference for the boys' side, Madison and Winthrop.
It's getting, we're getting to the point where the kind of the knot that's at the top of Class C is going to start to be untied a little bit.
Sure.
We just saw Halldale was 6-0 coming into yesterday's game. They lost their first game to Oak Hill, but you also had Winthrop 6-0, Madison 6-0. Richmond 6-0. There are a lot of area teams that are tightly wound up there, and now we're going to start to see these inevitable clashes happen. It's going to be a really good game. Winthrop has an outstanding scorer in Jacob Hickey and a lot of role players in that team. They have a 6'7" player in Cam and Cam Wood, sophomore center.
Yep.
Madison has a really good scorer, Mitch Jarvis. It's going to be that's going to be a pretty revealing game as to how good these teams are and just how they meet up with each other.
Both have some tough games before that. You know, Madison's playing Oak Hill, who just knocked off Halldale, like you mentioned, in Mountain Valley, and Winthrop has Carabec and a Halldale team, which is a big rival for them.
Yeah, it's the Halldale Winthrop game is going to be that's on Friday, and that's going to be interesting to watch because Halldale's coach Chris Ranslow was not happy with how his team played in the Oak Hill loss. He said they were flat, didn't didn't have it coming off the bus. So it's going to be interesting to see if because that team didn't look like one that could run with Winthrop. So we'll see if that's a different team that comes out when they face the Ramblers on Friday.
Yeah, Coach, game in KVAC A coming up on January 12th, which has some implications. A couple teams you're going to be facing down the line: Nokomis and Skowhegan.
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen out of those two teams that's impressed you so far?
Nokomis, one of my teammates from high school, Michelle Parody. Now, right. She's doing a great job with the Nokomis Warriors, and I know that, you know, the Warriors, they're just born to work hard. And, you know, they have great senior leadership right now. And Chelsea Crockett's doing a great job scoring the basketball for them. And, you know, Skowhegan, roster full of sophomores. And,
yeah,
you know, we played them last year and lost at their place by three. And we've scouted them already. And they're the team to beat in Class A right now, for sure. But it'll be a great matchup, for sure. Can't wait to see it.
It seems like Nokomis is doing it more with depth and versatility with their scoring. While with a team like, not that Meslonsky doesn't have, but with Meslonsky, you look at it, it's clearly Sophie Holmes is the go-to scorer on the team. Nokomis, correct me if I'm wrong, but it doesn't seem like they have that as much. They have some really good scorers, but not one that's going to be you can count on her to get 20-24 points a night.
Completely agree with you, and I think that's from, you know, the culture at Nokomis, where, you know, they've been a state championship team, and, you know, rebuilding that culture back up and getting back to the tournament and, you know, winning their first round, second round sort of thing. But I think in the past, it's, you know, you look at Olivia Brown, who's now a senior. She had a different role as a freshman, playing with, you know, some of those other players. Right. And now I think each one of them have a different role. Mm-hmm. In any given night, you know, Olivia Brown could score, Chelsea Crockett, Sydney Moore, and it's just a matter of who's going to put the ball in the hoop for them, I think.
Boys' side, your Winslow boys are 5-0, and they have some tough games coming up themselves. Mm-hmm. With, you know, Class A Lawrence, Miranda Cook, who's always a rival, very good Spruce Mountain team, Skowhegan, who's been hot or cold, but yep, can play with anybody.
Yeah, the boys team, they've been great to watch. Watch from the standpoint of practice, I should say.
Right.
But Jared Brown, he's doing a great job with them. He does all the behind the scenes, as every coach does, you know, X's and O's, and he goes to all these coaching clinics, and I think he has them prepared every single game, and it's just those kids showing up and working hard. You know, Spencer Miranda knocking down threes, Jack Morneau, you know, penetrating whenever he can. I'm excited to watch them play.
How often do you and Coach Brown, like, you know, trade notes stuff? Because I've seen you at the same clinics, and I know you,
yep,
both went down and heard from Coach Clifford in Charlotte a few years ago.
Yeah. You know, if I hear of a coaching clinic, I'll let him know. If he knows of one, he'll let me know. And, you know, I think we work really well together, attending clinics, or he'll say, hey, I watched this video on, you know, an NBA blog. take a look at it, or sure. he'll send me certain articles, and it's great working as a team from that aspect, that, you know, or he might notice something from our game and say, hey, have you thought about this? And it's a great team duo that we have at Winslow.
Is that a common dynamic to have the boys and girls coach work that closely, or is it sometimes you go to some schools and it's just the boys coach is doing his own thing, working his team, and girls team that coach works on that team?
Yeah, I think that we're both hard workers and we want the best for our players, and I think that we're just going to take every opportunity possible to either scout or go to a coaching clinic. But it is nice, you know, he's a Winslow guy, he's a Winslow alumni, and he's from that town, so he was part of the hiring committee when I got hired, and so that makes the transition a lot easier.
Yep. When you look at the Winslow boys, 5-0, what you know about them, what's kind of their identity, so to speak? Well, I mean, what do you see from them? What's the kind of defense they play, offense?
I've only had the opportunity to watch them at the Waterville game, the boy-girl doubleheader, and then in practice. But they just have a mindset when they come into practice and working hard, and they really do a great job pushing each other in practice. And I think their senior leadership is unbelievable. You know, Keanu Earl, Spencer Miranda, and Dylan Hutchinson, and, you know, they've played some big-time games, and it's nice to see the Winslow boys at 5-0.
Yeah, they can certainly get hot from the outside, and when they do, it opens up everything, like you said, for guys like Jack Morneau cutting inside.
Absolutely, and I'm excited to watch them play again.
Okay, well, that's it for our inaugural episode of Center Court. We'll be here every week, right through the high school tournament. Enjoy the basketball games everywhere you go. Lindsay, thanks for coming tonight.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And for Drew Bonifay, I'm Travis Lazarczyk, and we'll see you next time.